Let's put this way, you are not getting nearly the Nepo baby benefit that she
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.
Welcome back to a special episode of Cancel Culture. This week it's just me and my dad, because it's Father's Day today. Happy Father's Day to this disembodied floating head.
Right, just the camera.
Maybe just a little. There you go. So I thought maybe we could look at famous father-daughter duos and compare ourselves and like say whether we think we're better or worse.
Do we each grade the other counterpart of us, or do we together grade that other?
I think we grade, I grade the fathers and you grade
Cool.
The daughters.
I like it.
First, we have Lily Rose Depp and Johnny Depp. Do you want to go first?
People are not liking her show. I don't know.
The Idol.
Let's put it this way: you are not getting nearly the Nepo baby benefit that she.
No,
of course, I am not as big a star, but even commensurate, I think. You know.
What do you think is worse, though? Not having Nepo baby benefits. Or having them and making really shitty shows like The Idol.
I mean,
I don't know.
You get paid to make the show. But
better to be unknown than be known for something.
What's better, getting to make, not getting to make that? What's worse, not getting to make that show?
Have you ever had a dream when you, if you,
or getting to make that show and having your dad go through that court battle that he went through?
Yeah, I kind of do feel bad about that for her.
Would you want to go through that with daughter of that?
No, I would say you're definitely better than Johnny, dear old Johnny, although you have not made movies of that realm, like Edward Scissorhands.
No,
I haven't. God. Next father-daughter duo, Billy and Miley Cyrus. Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus. Pretty great.
She's Hannah Montana and she's Miley Cyrus. She's both of those things.
I'm Jamie Shapiro and I'm your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
So you should love me.
You're very good at both of those things.
Thanks.
You haven't made Wrecking Ball. You haven't remade Jolene.
That's the one you're going to pull? You're not going to pull
I love that room.
Yeah, it's a good. I remember distinctly when we showed you that. Her backyard recording. No, Miley's great. She's had quite the evolution. I would say she went through her like problematic Madonna phase where she was like twerking with Robin Thicke and culturally appropriating, and everyone was like, she's ruining the minds of our children. And then she married Liam Hemsworth, divorced Liam Hemsworth.
And she's just together. Are they back together?
No, she was with Liam Hemsworth, they broke up, then they got back together, got married, then they got divorced, and now they're not together. And she's queer, and she just is a great singer. Her voice is amazing. Billy Ray Cyrus made, I'm gonna take my house in the old town road, I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
That's a good reinvention.
You don't have that.
No, I got none of what he has. He's got great hair. He has better hair than I do.
I don't like his hair. I think it's... No. I mean, I wish you would grow out your hair, but yeah. I do not like his hair. I would say you're probably a better dad than him, though, based off of what I've read. Quincy Jones and Rashida Jones.
Oh, come on.
That's a lot of people don't know that Rashida is a Nepo baby. A lot of people don't know.
A lot of people my age know.
Yeah, a lot of people my age don't. I feel like Parks and Rec people were like, oh, Rashida Jones.
Right. That's
and
the then first they time found you've out, heard of her, right.
And then they found out that, that she is a Nepo baby and half black.
Right.
And that really...
Her mom is famous too.
Her mom was really?
Yeah, was a model and an actress. I think she was a Bond girl. And Quincy Jones is the greatest record producer of all time.
Yeah, so there you go. Unproblematic king and queen. And
yep, love them.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Don Johnson and Dakota Johnson, also double Nepo
also
baby,
double
right?
Also double Nepo baby, yeah, right.
Because her mom is...
Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith. So how would you feel if I did a movie like 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know.
I've done questionable things, but all in the name of comedy.
For way less payoff. So
yeah, but that's like
about equal artistic endeavor.
Anyway,
yeah, I mean, I love Don Johnson. I think the fact that
I don't really know much about him.
Really? So no. Miami Vice was a television show in the 1980s. Yes. It was huge TV show. Set all the trends.
I love Dakota Johnson. I think that she might be one of my favorite Nepo babies. I think she's hilarious. I knew
who she was before I knew she was Don Johnson's daughter, because she was on a really, really funny sitcom with Nate Paxton. And I can't remember the name of it, before 50 Shades of Grey. And she was kind of goofy Tina Fey type character. And she was just adorable. Plucky.
Zoe Kravitz and Lenny Kravitz. And also Famous Mother.
Again, not fair to me. Yes. Not fair to me.
Not fair to either of us. Yeah, I mean, she's true. Catwoman. She's I know. Zoe Kravitz.
He's Lenny Kravitz. He's also a Nepo baby. Did you know he was a Nepo? So she's a trip quadruple.
She's a Nepo grandbaby.
Yeah, she is. So his mom was the next door neighbor on The Jeffersons, a huge television show in the 1970s, which was a spinoff of Moving On Up to the East Side. The spinoff.
So we both sung once. That's good.
A spinoff of All in the Family, Archie Bunker. So okay. Yes, he and I don't know who his dad was.
David Beckham and Harper Beckham also has like six kids, or six or no four. I'm sorry, I exaggerated. I think he has four kids, three boys and then.
With his which Spice is?
She was like Serious Spice. I don't know, Posh Spice.
What's her? Yeah,
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Right. Yeah.
David and Victoria Beckham. I don't know anything. I know
they seem like a good couple.
The son is like a model.
Brooklyn Beckham. He's married to a model. Yeah. Not great name. What are all their kids' names? I mean, in terms of names, you've done better than most celebrities, I would say.
Rudolph.
All right, we got Willow and Will Smith. I always found the fact that they named their kids Willow and Jaden, like Will and Jada.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Creepy.
Ridiculous. I mean,
Scientology-esque.
Well, wasn't it disproven that they're Scientologists?
I don't know, but that's something
Scientologist behavior.
Yes.
It's annoying too, because it's like on their own, Willow and Jaden are not bad names. You know,
as far as
celebrity baby names go, when you put it in the context of naming them after yourself,
I know,
like at that point, you just go Will Jr., you know?
Well, I feel like she got off to a really hot start. I Shake My Hair. Is that what?
Yeah. And she's put out music recently that has gone very TikTok viral.
I lost track.
That's okay. I don't think you need to know. Although, you know, I do think you're better. Well, you didn't make Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I did not.
But you also didn't slap Chris Rock.
I am from Philadelphia. I have not slapped Chris Rock. That's just because...
You've never gotten the opportunity? Or?
I had the opportunity once, but I didn't do it. It didn't occur to me. He hadn't said anything about Jill.
Okay. I feel like that was a good selection. There's other ones like Bryce Dallas Howard and Ron Howard.
Another tough comparison.
Yeah.
I think you make out better. I mean, again, if you're Ron Howard,
I haven't accomplished anything yet, but
she's had a good career, but he's Ron Howard.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Ron Howard.
He was pseudo Nepo baby. His dad was almost something.
You know who were better
than? Stuntman. Who's that?
Alec Baldwin and Haley Baldwin. Oh no, Haley Baldwin's his niece. Darn it.
He called his daughter famously a pig on her cell phone.
Yeah, you've never done that. You've also never accidentally shot somebody. Is that too soon?
That you know.
Like, my goal is to make you a reverse Nepo baby someday. That's like what I aim to achieve.
That would be great.
A Nepo father. Would that be like the
daddy.
First?
A Nepo daddy.
No. No, you can see yourself out for that one. You're going into...
Billy Ray Cyrus, she was definitely not the Nepo baby. I'm trying to think of somebody. Is there a Nepo reverse?
I know, I'm trying to think if there's a Nepo reverse, like a Nepo parent.
I feel like Kris Kardashian became famous because of Kim.
Well, but didn't Kim become famous because Kris released the sex tape? That's the rumor.
Kris released the sex tape?
The rumor is that Kris released the sex tape to get Kim famous, and then the rest is history.
That checks out, but still.
Also, though, Robert Kardashian and Kris were famous before.
No, she was not. He was famous.
Well, yeah, and then she married formerly Bruce Jenner.
Correct.
Who?
And he was also more famous than her. And then the show happened, and she became famous. Yeah. Now, you can say she made it happen, but... I mean, yeah, that's a tough one.
That's
like
a tie,
because she made her famous if she released a sex tape. I would never release your sex tape.
I would hope you would never see a sex tape.
I have a...
For the record, I don't have a sex tape, so everybody can stop looking now.
Thank you. No, I'm good. Thank you. Au revoir. We got more water.
Oh, good.
I mean, by the way, just for the sake of the people listening, they said au revoir because I'm in Cam.
Yeah, you don't just go around saying au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Mostly because I can't say au revoir.
Yeah, I was going to say, neither of us can really say it. Huh? I will say, you know what I'm thankful for you on Father's Day?
What's up?
You go to a different country, so I don't have to put the work in, you know? Everybody's scrambling to try to hang out with their dads today. Figuring out Dez was like, yeah, I like wanted to make it easy and like go, I'll just like take the train over there. And his dad like drove into the city. He's going to hit traffic. It's going to be a whole thing. Like there's always the pressures of Father's Day.
This worked out well. We got to spend some time together on Father's Day.
Doing what we do best, making fun of each other.
Well, that's pretty much our whole family, though. That's our family's language.
We love to razz. Is that the term?
We razz. Given the business.
What are your fatherly words of wisdom?
Hmm.
What's the greatest piece of advice that somebody's dad ever gave you?
Keep your tank more than half full.
Keep your tank more? He would refill his gas tank on more than half full?
Yeah, because he, especially in the winter, and back then cars were different, but especially in the winter, it would be harder to start a car. So just like,
wow. Jules, his grandfather used to run a gas station, so he would know, I guess. I refill on a quarter tank. I won't let it get below a little less than a quarter tank.
The advice he would give me if he said it aloud was, you know, keep your mouth shut. he didn't say very much, and that's why like I did not follow his example in that way. I think I try to follow his example in that he would give you the shirt off his back. And even if he just met you, he would give you the shirt off his back, and I try
to pay it forward.
Well, I just try to automatically like, what can I do to help you? That's the first impulse I have whenever I meet somebody. So,
that's pretty good.
So that would be, I guess that's the best piece of advice anybody's ever given me is that by example, he was notorious for that. And I took it as an example and I just said, that's just how you behave.
Nice. You know, you always say that I was named after him because of the J. And I always, every time I've heard that, I'm like, why didn't you just name me Jules?
I tried. I lost.
Mom didn't like it.
No.
Mom.
Yeah. No, I thought
you
it
went with
good.
A. I mean, it's. Good, I think Jamie works. I think it's
it does,
an equally unisex name.
Right, does it is.
I mean, I feel like this is a good place to end.
Okay. Well, this was the best Father's Day gift I think I have ever gotten.
Aww, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice...
You didn't like the lap desk I decorated for you when I was like 10?
I held on to that for a very long time. I did.
You didn't like the lap desk that you bought me and that I used for a couple of years and then redecorated and gave you?
Gave to me. And then I took and used. That's
how
much I liked it.
Yeah, you did use it for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. I liked it a lot. You're a good daughter. I love you very much.
Oh, guys, I'm glad we were recording. Now I have evidence. I love you too, Dad. This has been Cancel Culture. And if you liked it, you should follow us and subscribe. And we'll see you next week.
Cancel Culture Podcast.